KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, March 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State softball, they open up their home portion of their schedule this weekend. They will host North Dakota for a three-game series. That starts tomorrow at 1 p.m., followed by a Sunday doubleheader, also at 1 o'clock. SDSU softball 2-1 in the Summit League after taking 2 out of 3 from USD last weekend. They're 17-20 overall. South Dakota State baseball, they'll be at Northern Colorado this weekend for 3 games. Game 1 starts this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time. SDSU just 7-18 on the season. Northern Colorado, though, they enter the weekend 5-21 overall, 3-2 in the Summit League. USD softball in the Twin Cities this weekend at St. Thomas for a 3-game series. Game 1 starts this afternoon at 2 o'clock. NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament resumes today, Sweet 16, with 4 games on ESPN. First one's at 1:30 this afternoon. The 2-seed Vanderbilt takes on the 6-seed Notre Dame. Now, number 1 Connecticut takes on the 4-seed North Carolina, a 4 o'clock tip-off, while the 4-seed Minnesota Gophers take on the number 1 seed UCLA at 6:30 tonight. And your late game at 9 p.m., number 2 LSU takes on the 3-seed Duke. Just 3 games on the NBA schedule last night. The Charlotte Hornets would snap the Knicks' 7-game winning streak, defeating New York 114-103. 20-year-old Charlotte rookie Con Knipple had 26 points and 6 3-pointers. He becomes the youngest player in NBA history with 250 made 3-pointers in a season. He almost had his first career triple-double, finishing with 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Jalen Brunson led the Knicks with 26 points and 13 assists. Knicks would have clinched a playoff berth with a victory. With the win, Charlotte now pulls into a tie with Miami for 8th place in the Eastern Conference. Orlando would end a 6-game losing streak. They would beat Sacramento 111-107. Orlando's Paolo Banchero had 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists. And Detroit's Jalen Duren, he had 30 points, 10 rebounds last night as the Pistons beat New Orleans 129-108. Boston College has hired UConn men's basketball assistant Luke Murray as their new head coach. Boston College men, they've not made the NCAA tournament in 17 years. Luke Murray, the son of actor Bill Murray, will be a first-time head coach. He spent 5 years with Connecticut, part of their 2 national championship teams. Connecticut takes on Michigan State tonight in the Sweet 16. A federal judge yesterday denied the NCAA's motion for a temporary restraining order to stop DraftKings from using registered trademarks associated with the men's and women's basketball tournaments. The complaint for trademark infringement requested that DraftKings stop using March Madness, Final Four, Elite Eight, and Sweet 16, and variations of those terms to promote its business. DraftKings says they've been using March Madness and other familiar terms to refer to the NCAA tournament now for more than 5 years, and they have the legal right to do so. Shohei Ohtani leads Major League Baseball jersey sales on opening day for the 3rd straight season, joined by 2 other Dodger teammates in the top 5. LA pitcher Yoshi Yamamoto was 2nd, followed by Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge, Seattle catcher Cal Raleigh, and Dodgers shortstop Mookie Betts. Those are the top 5 selling jerseys across Major League Baseball. Philadelphia third baseman Alec Bohm is suing his parents, accusing them of misusing millions of dollars from financial accounts that they managed on his behalf. The lawsuit claims that Bohm's parents transferred money from his personal accounts into LLCs that they controlled and then used some of that money for their own expenses. Bohm says he was later denied access to the accounts and key financial information. His parents deny the allegations, saying that they acted in his best interest and will fight the claims in court. Meanwhile, Bohm is seeking at least $3 million in damages, as well as full control of his accounts and detailed accounting of how the money was handled. And that's a look at your sports for this Friday, March 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.